Happy Missional Thursday. This is another episode of Ask Pastor Adam, and thanks for tuning in. We're going to be taking a break from, at least for this week, from our series that we're doing on evangelism called Telling the Story of Jesus Without Making It Weird, to take an Ask Pastor Adam question that came in over Facebook. The question comes out of the book of 1 Kings, chapter 13, and it's this. Why did the old prophet of Bethel lie to the prophet of Judah, which in turn gets him mauled to death by a lion? So this question is coming from a story out of the book of 1 Kings, which is the original Game of Thrones, but without all the gratuitous smut. 1 and 2 Kings gives us the history of the kings of Judah and Israel, now a divided nation. And it shows us, and we really need to pay attention to it because of this, it shows us what happens when a nation forgets God. So here's the story. An unknown prophet comes from Judah and into Bethel to make a prediction against the Canaanite shrine at Bethel and also against King Jeroboam, who had the shrine set up. And this was the prediction. God was going to install a new king named Josiah. So he names him. And this king, Josiah, is going to put an end to the false worship of Israel. And to show the king the certainty of this, the man of God offers a sign. The altar of false worship would somehow break apart. It would split apart and spill its ashes. Now, the king sees this man of God as a threat. So he extends his hand and he cries out to the guards to seize him. But as he does so, his hand shrivels up. Moments later, somebody rushes in to report that the altar has been destroyed. More concerned with his shriveled hand than the altar, the king begs the man of God to pray for him and to ask God to restore his hand, which he does. Then the king invites the man to stay for dinner. But the unknown prophet from Judah refuses the hospitality because God has given him strict instructions not to break bread or even to drink a cup of water with anyone from the northern kingdom. Here's the command. You shall eat no bread, nor drink water, nor return by the way you came. This command is so important to understanding the story that it's repeated three times. It's repeated in verse 9, verse 17, and verse 22. So having delivered his message, the man of God is now on his way back home, but he's intercepted by the old prophet of Bethel, who had heard what went down with the king. So he finds the man of God resting under an oak tree, and he invites him to eat bread. And the man replies, "I cannot." And the old prophet of Bethel, you know, he flashes his prophetic credentials in front of the man from Judah, and he tells him that God said it was now okay to come to his house and eat and drink. But get this, it's a big fat lie. Instead of obeying his clear mandate from God, the man from Judah accepts the other man's hospitality, but he's deceived. And then, in an ironic turn, God speaks through the lying prophet to let the man from Judah know that he was eating and drinking to his own judgment because he disobeyed God. And the penalty for disobeying God for this man was severe. His dead body would not be laid to rest in the family plot. And this, in an honor and shame-based culture, was a pretty heavy sentence. Soon enough, the guy's making his way back home, and on the road, he meets up with a lion, which mauls him to death. But, another irony, in unlion-like fashion, the lion does not eat him. Instead, he kind of stands guard over his body. The story ends with the false prophet of Bethel burying the man of God in his own family plot. And then, it takes about 300 years But 300 years later, the promised King Josiah shows up, rips down the Canaanite altars, and defiles them so that they can never be used again. But he discovers the grave of these two long-dead prophets, and he refuses to disturb them. So what's going on in this story? Well, the story invites us to ask the question, is obedience to God necessary? Is a little compromise okay? However you want to frame the question, the answer is that people and nations bring judgment on themselves when they disobey God. Compromise always comes with serious consequences. When a nation forgets God, it will reap destruction. And this is what happens to the nation of Israel. God is repeatedly sending them prophets to just beg them to repent, but they don't. So the nation of Israel is destroyed by the foreign superpower Assyria in 722 BC. And when a person forgets God, it also leads to judgment. Disobeying God is a very serious thing. Interestingly, in this story, the only creature that remains truly obedient to God is the lion. The man from Judah was commanded not to eat, but the lion's the only one who doesn't eat. Well, unlike the lion, we are all disobedient. God tells us how to live so that we can be happy and flourish, but we do what we want to do. God tells us to love others, but we are inherently selfish and self-absorbed. God gives us beautiful things like sex and money and power. These are his gifts to us. But we turn them into little gods, and we sacrifice our health and our families for them. Our disobedience to God brings death and judgment. But here's the good news. God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we are sinners, Christ died for us. I like to say it this way. You don't have to change your life or improve your life in order to come to Jesus. After all, we come as broken sinners. But coming to Jesus in faith will change your life. Well, I hope this goes a long way into helping you understand what God is doing in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and its timeless message to us. I will be returning to our series on telling the story of Jesus. It's going to be very, very practical. I'm going to help you tell your faith story without making it weird. But until then, let's remember, Jesus changes everything.